Did you hear that?
Yeah, just
He
died.
just died. What happened? Oh,
Uh-oh.
wow. Is it? Uh-oh.
So
Is
much for
everything
the
okay?
smooth transition, huh?
Jeez. Is the audio working okay? Can you guys hear me okay?
Hopefully.
That was strange, huh? That was very bizarre. Anyway,
Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you. Hopefully that's not a sign of things to come. I don't know what happened. The music just cut off there. It's supposed to play out in a very nice way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. If you're watching us live, redice.tv/live, of course. Share on the link. You might be at dlive.tv/redicetv as well. Thank you to those of you tuning in there. We do have a little bit of a, we do have a little bit of a, let me see, a diamond, a Ninjagini, and of course, Ninjet overlay thing here today. So we'll see if that works or not. So we'll see. Up on screen and stuff. See there? Look at that.
There we go.
Dual
It's
squatch at a time.
syncing
Oh,
up.
and then, well, hang on. It's good you sent that because I wanted to make sure that that's up. See, now we missed the message
Does that
there.
mean I don't have to read them? Or do I still have to read them?
Yeah, he says, he said, Brad Grenba says, I don't think this is a real diamond, but here, thank you so much.
We don't want
And
those
Doodle
blood diamonds
Squatch
anyway, right?
sends a diamond. Oh, there was no message from Doodle Squatch. Maybe that's why. I thought that was missing, the little thing underneath that. But anyway,
Yeah, not
guys,
everyone sends that.
see, there we go. See, Kraut sends a diamond. Well, thank you, sir. But it's super tiny. That's not my intention at all. Damn Swedes stole our bikes. SAS. Oh yeah, that's right. Germans. They invented the bike, and then Swedes stole it. Remember, Scandinavians. Anyway, we're kind of failing on the formalities here, Lana. But anyway, that's fine. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I
Well,
guess so.
we don't really celebrate it.
No
I mean,
love today.
they don't in Sweden anyway, in a lot of other places. It's very American, I suppose. But people are like, why don't you celebrate it? Well, it's very contrived and commercialized. The one day of year, everyone buys the chocolate and the lingerie and goes out to these crowded restaurants and gets flowers. I don't know, I just find the whole thing pretty cheesy. Like, if gonna do something like that, why have to do it when everyone else does it,
Yeah,
right?
it's
When
true.
Hallmark tells you to go do it.
It's true. Nordic
So
Princess, let's test this before any sabotage. Well, it seems to be working fine so far. Anyway, thank you for that, guys. Yeah, so, and there's another one. Look at that. Just, thanks, Henrik and Lana, says Jeff Car Jeff Jefferson. Sorry. Jefferson Class Stop? Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Very nice of you. Okay, let me see here. Where were we?
it's
Actually, I wanted to say thank
yeah.
you to. There's a lot of thank yous. Say there's another diamond. You
Yeah,
take
we
that
get
one
some
then.
cool stuff, by the way.
There was a happy Valenstein. Here's some sticks rectum jammer. Where are we here? God damn it. This show is just failing incredibly. It's a
It's all
very
over.
nice. It's all over. It's a very nice sign that we got from Patrick in Canada. From Canada. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, we get some really cool stuff
Yeah,
people send in.
people send us a lot of. We're going to hang this here on the wall somewhere in the studio, I think.
Including one
So,
of the things hanging
Bill of
behind
Rights,
you. And
Second Amendment.
I believe both
Yeah,
of these came from
this one
Canada,
as well.
too.
Yeah, thank you to. I forget your name now, who sent it, but thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Yeah,
That's
he
very
said that
nice
he
of you.
hangs them in
Whoop.
parks and things, the ornament that's hanging behind you there.
Yeah.
He just hangs them up in random places, too, which
Pretty
is
cool. Yeah, there it
pretty
is,
nice.
right there. Very nice. And
I
there's
like it.
a solar cross on one side, and then there's the Udalrune on that side. Okay, where were we? What else? Oh, I wanted to say thank you to Conrad K as well on the Cash App. He says for no go zone, or he says for, that's the Cash App always add for, what is it for?
Yeah,
So I re end
exactly.
up reading that, which is not the case. He says no go zone was great. That's what he says. He doesn't say for no go zone was great. So if you missed that, by the way, let me quickly just plug that because I think at the current stage, I think Flashback Friday gets some of the most views of some of the shows we do now. So there might be some people tuning in that haven't seen the other stuff yet, right? So check this out, the No Go Zone episode. I'm planning on doing that Wednesdays.
Yeah, because so much happens during the week. Otherwise, it's like, oh, we have to wait till Friday or the other weekend show, Weekend Warrior. So this way you can kind of spread it out. So we don't have to do 3 hour streams to catch up
Yeah.
with the week.
Yeah, that too. And obviously in
Right.
between there, obviously we do other shows, we do interview shows, which might not always kind of touch on some of the latest news and breaking things that
Yeah.
happen and stuff like that. And we do, of course, shorter videos. We do a ton. Just try to do a lot of different variated stuff so that people can, you know, some just have time to watch show short videos, some actually sit through and watch our whole shows and everything we do. But anyway, so this is a new feature, No Go Zone, I call it. Actually in the next episode, I'm gonna do a deep dive into that concept of the no-go zone of what happens, where they are, some of the
How
things
they
they're
really
developing.
exist.
Yeah, exactly, how they really exist. But anyway, I did one on Wednesday on the SAS commercial, by the way. So check that out, guys, if you didn't already. Archive, of course, at redice.tv and redicemembers.com. Special thanks to our members out there, too, by the way. What else?
It's our cat's birthday. Got to say that. I mean, so Valentine's Day. And I know this because she's a Maine Coon. Mm-hmm. She has papers. I say it in German. Papers, please. Anyway, she's a gorgeous, super sweet Maine Coon. Her name is Coral, and she turned 7 today. Valentine's Day is her birthday. So I'm waiting for more cat conspiracies to come out surrounding us, remember, because of my Bijou, my former Maine Coon, was an inside joke. A lot of you people know. So we'll see if a new one arrives.
These people are, it's hilarious.
Anyway, I love Maine Coons. They're the coolest cats.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate that.
I guess rumor has it, too, that they descended from Norwegian forest cats and that they were brought to Maine on mm-hmm. Viking ships, right? So,
you know, I was actually just today, and I don't want to kind of derail into that already, but I was just today, I was looking at some of Robert Seffer's videos, and, you know, I was fascinated by Bronze Age stuff and pre-Bronze Age, Stone Age, and, you know, different, like, eras and stuff like that. And I come into this kind of little research pocket, little rabbit hole, whatever you want to call it, about red ochre, which is, you know how they call the Indians in America, they call them redskins?
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of the thing
that's racist.
Well, hear me
out.
Well,
I know. I know where you're going with this.
Because you can't be racist against white people, right? So anyway, the idea is there's these sites up in Maine and other places too, for that matter. I mean, we know that Leif Erikson visited America, Vinland. They mapped it, they tracked it, blah blah blah. But we're talking like from 6 to 4,000 like mm-hmm. years ago.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, right? So there was this thing with red ochre that was used, and apparently this early, I think a Neolithic like hunter gatherer. I don't think this was this a farm? It might have been the farmers, but probably not. It was probably the pre-farming group in Europe. They kind of traveled along the ice sheet and all that stuff. You know, the Clovis stuff, the Solutrean thing, but it could be related too. They had red ochre that they put on their skin. Right, there was it was white people, but they put red. I mean, no one's did it. You can see it in the temples in Crete. They're painted red.
Some tribal
many bones that have been found with red ochre on them, and it's like this, you know, pre-Neolithic or just early early Neolithic civilization essentially that did that.
And of course, maybe they didn't want to sunburn.
All I'm saying is, they came with boats because there's boats find associated with them. They knew how to catch deep water fish. They caught swordfish over on the U.S. side, they caught cod and other things on the Norwegian Sweden side of things. This was the Northern European people early that traveled over, right? Anyway, I don't want to go
into
that.
Great.
But the point is, the Maine Coon might have been brought, the domesticated cat might have been brought even sooner than the Vikings. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know how I ended up on this.
Well, Maine Coons are really cool cats, and they're ground cats, you know, which makes sense because if they were brought over on ships, they weren't hanging out on trees. They're mousing, you know, getting mice on the ship or taking care of possible infestations.
And, yeah, they did.
And we see that even with Coral.
Took care of the rats.
And they're almost like, I would say amongst the cats are almost like dogs. They can go play, go fetch and everything. You throw something and they go after
they're
it
not
and
tree
play
cats.
Chase.
No
and,
good
yeah,
tree
they're
cats.
Not tree cats.
No, they're ground cats. For
really
sure.
Cool temperament. So happy birthday, Coral.
Happy birthday, Coral.
I should go on.
John H. donated a diamond. Thank you. Kraut says, legal cat. Does the white supremacist sign after? Well, exactly. I mean, you got to, you know, you take it in, right? You got to take. It's amazing that thing we did with Bijou. Like, you had to bring her
into
Sweden and stuff.
If you guys don't know,
the microchipping and like this
moving a pet
insane
to Sweden from America was just outrageous. Oof. The expense and the checks. And it's easier for just migrants to walk right into Sweden versus
But you
my
can't
cat.
Even bring a cat in.
I mean, it was mind blowing.
Thank you, Crowd, anyway. NAE 1418 says, a beautiful kitty. My kitty Freya is part Maine. And there you go. Part Maine
there
coon.
You go.
Nice. Thank
well,
you.
Freya's chariot, right? The two cats pulling it.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I like it.
Last payload con sends a diamond. Thank you. No message. Kraut sends another diamond. Says, actually, Maine coons evolved from Somali cats. Did they? It says a clown face. Yeah, probably not then. Do they even have any domesticated cats down there? I think it's the story I've
they
heard.
They would probably eat them if they did.
I know I'm kind of a Northern European centric here, but what I've heard is that they're among the first that domesticated it. It was essentially the early, you know, Bronze Age farmers and stuff like that. They the cats got accustomed to the big fields where like a lot of rats were running and mice and stuff. So they were like, they're tied to the farming culture in Sweden. We're talking like thousands of years ago.
Oh, definitely. I definitely think it's a white thing for sure. I know Asians love cats too, but it's definitely a white thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Should say since it's Valentine's Day, to a little shout out to Lauren Southern, by the way, posted on her Instagram announcing she should have told everyone this sooner, but it's good for her. Congratulations. She did get married and she just had a baby boy. So if you guys don't know that, she posted a few pictures on her Instagram there. So
congratulations. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I just found out actually. Well, I actually knew through the grapevine. I just didn't say anything publicly, but then she recently said something publicly.
So. Yeah, no, that's great. I'm just saying you add a link in the so I can pull it up here. Is this
Let me find it. I have to say, I'm never on Instagram. Oh, like, well, I don't go on
okay.
there.
Okay, bear with me in the cringe here. Is this the account or what?
Yeah, let's see. So which one? Go on the marriage one, I would say. Click on that one, and then I think there's more.
Which one?
The top photo, the wedding.
Oh, okay, uh-huh.
And then I think it goes to some other pictures.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
All right. I don't
anyway,
know.
It's on there. It's one of those.
All right. I've already had enough of that.
Yeah.
All right. Closing that out. Moving on.
Yeah. So anyway, congratulations to her. And maybe she wouldn't have gotten so much flack as she did if she just, hey, everyone, I'm quitting because I'm getting married and I'm pregnant.
There were some other things going on there.
Definitely. That. Definitely. Yeah. But good for her for having a baby, getting married.
Indeed. Black Phillips says, "Promises, Lana, with kid, stay away from Chinese food."
Yeah,
we have a clip about that later. We're going to show. It's
not
funny.
Not eating it.
Jeez. Apparently, Chinese restaurant, pretty much, definitely in the West, are suffering economically.
Well, I understand.
But I wonder why. You know, just if a virus can survive 28 days on a dead surface, you know, you're shipping in things from China. I don't know. You know what I mean? But we got to continue eating there. Otherwise, we're racists, right?
It's disturbing.
Yeah. Anyway, I also wanted to do quickly here. Geez almighty, we haven't even got started with the topics here yet. I just wanted to say I had a complete brain fart last Flashback Friday, and I waited to now. I didn't even read the donor box super chats that came in. So I'm sorry that I didn't do that. Let me just quickly go through some of these because I just want to give a shout out to those that did take the time to donate. A little bit before the show, Glenn, the Chinaman, who, of course, we did a show with earlier last week as well, by the way. Let me just pull that up, too. We didn't catch that on the coronavirus. He sent a super chat. He's such a nice guy.
Or honorary Asian.
To send a message. And he said, I forgot to mention that 2020 is the Chinese zodiac year of the rat.
Oh,
ironic, he said. Yeah, this is the show I did with him here on the...
Oh, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, so he sent me that.
In terms of the Black Plague and everything,
right,
too.
He sent me that later in the day, essentially, after we did that interview. So thank you, Glenn, for that, too. Bill H. says, I guess this is when we started about half hour into last week's show. He says, did you know Bram Stoker's Dracula, 1897? The book was a depiction of the JQ. It's an interesting, if you can think about it, Dracula came from Eastern Europe. He could not see his own reflection in the mirror. He was mysteriously wealthy. The cross would burn him, and he would suck the blood of most populations and turn them against each other. How about that?
I've heard this analogy
interesting
before.
Theory. Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Someone I remember, it was like, it's the Dracula thing is all about oral sex, or what was it? Or sex or something.
Oh, really?
Like
I haven't heard that one.
It's like all kinds of stuff. Thank you, Bill. Der Cheruskier sent a message on DonorBox. Again, last week, guys. Sorry about that. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Pamela sent a message as well. Hello, I'm here. A little something every month. February love letter is in the mail. Well, thank you, Pam. We appreciate that. As always, big supporter. Dissenting agnostic Rabbi Ponsiberg told me diversity is good for Europe, but bad for Israel. This seems odd to me. Thank you.
yes.
Brad Gremba, big supporter of the show. He sent another $50 last week. Thank you, sir. He says, freedom shekels. I try to talk to a lot of normie-type people during everyday life stuff whenever I get a chance. And I don't know if it's just wishful thinking, but I feel like every month or so lately, the amount of people who either instantly agree or say they already see what's going on just keeps going up and up. Are you guys seeing something similar, or am I
fooling
myself? Sorry,
no,
if that's
I
a long
too.
Question.
I am too. And I try and talk to people
all
over the place.
I do agree, actually. Generally, I'd say that there's a lot of people that like they know a reasonable person when they see it, and they know that shit's like out of control.
Yeah.
Like in the normal world, the regular world, right?
Yep.
Anyway, a couple of more here, guys, and then we'll get kind of get to it.
Frank, and I'll be better about reading. I'll keep an eye as the show goes, and you guys have comments on that topic.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to read that in real time here.
Yeah.
So we don't wait till after the show.
Right, right. Yeah, but Frank K sent a message. There was no message actor, but he sent a donation. This is, I guess, a little bit. This is actually the day after, anyway. Thank you, Frank. Or France. And their Sharusker says that video is. This is when I did the No Go Zone live about the SAS commercial. It says that video is really a sick propaganda meant to degrade Scandinavians, among other things, because they are Nordic. Absolutely. That's the whole point. Thank you. Brad Grimbaugh again says a message. This is 2 days ago as well, probably in relation to the live stream there. You probably saw this, but when SAS republished the video, they changed the description from "most of what we proudly call Scandinavian was actually brought here" to "we are proud of our Scandinavian heritage. Many of the things we call Scandinavian today was brought here and refined by curious, open-minded, and innovative Scandinavians. They claim pride in their... I rewatched the shorter 45-minute version that they did.
They took out the African Viking, right?
Did they? Yeah.
That's what
It was the same message anyway, right?
It was the same message, but
they took some things out.
And it's never just like, just Scandinavians that created something at home. No, they had to go abroad and then come back to create that idea, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. Please. Anyway, he goes on here. They claim pride in their heritage after they get slammed by basically everyone. Seems totally legit to me, LOL. Also, if you're thinking about more Red Eye streams, I would like to place a vote in the yes category. Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. All right. Then a couple of more here on DLive. Last PaleoCon says, Sons of Diamond says, wouldn't it be great if Lauren's baby was black?
It's not. I saw the foot.
Was that an Instagram post or what?
Yeah, no. I can try and find it again. Here,
add it in the doc or
send
it over.
I'm not a big Instagram person.
Send it over
person,
Slack or something, and I can pull that up. So
you know.
Okay, where are we here? The Ugly Jew. Hello, sir. Hope you're doing well. I do enjoy your streams occasionally. Like when I edit and stuff, I check out DLive quite a bit and just have it on in the background, and I enjoy his streams. They're laid back. He covers some good political stuff too, and some funny videos. Well, thank you, Ugly Jew. I appreciate that. No message. Definitely check him out over on DLive here. The.ugly.jew is where you can follow him on DLive here. It does some good streams. Sticks Rectum Jammer 666 says, shout out to our Viking ancestors. Indeed. Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much.
Kings.
Yeah. All right. Did you find a picture?
No, because you have to be logged in, and I'm not logged in on here because
I was banned.
I actually still have one for Lana's Llama, believe it or not, but I just never use it, so...
Amazing you weren't banned there, huh?
Yeah, I know, because all the other pages were
elsewhere.
So.
All right. Anyway, so this happened, guys. Michael Avenatti, the sleazy Italian, I shouldn't say, sleazy Italian lawyer. Right. On all counts, he was found guilty. So he was trying to extort, like, what was it, $20 million from Nike. A jury convicted high-profile lawyer Michael Avenatti on all counts in his Nike extortion trial on Friday. Prosecutors maintained Avenatti threatened to use his fame to stage a news conference. This is like the ADL, essentially, right? That's what they do,
mm-hmm.
right? They threaten. We have media coverage. We
do
can
this or else.
Cause bad publicity about you, Iceland. We'll shut down your tourist industry. You think legally someone will go after the ADL? Absolutely not. They own the courts. Anyway, say and deliver claims that Nike executives were corrupting college basketball by funding payments to elite young players and their families, unless he was paid millions of dollars to conduct the internal probe himself. At the time, prosecutors say Avenatti faced at least $11 million in debts. His former law firm office manager testified that financiers were so desperate last March that his several employees had been evicted from their $50,000 a month offices and were working from their homes.
Oh,
anyway,
poor things.
I mean, I like that. He's a sleazeball. He's disgusting the way he's using everything and stuff. But it's also clear. I mean, the establishment, they're going all in on Trump. They're exonerating him on every point.
He's going to get
he's
in
the
again.
Guy. I mean, he's the guy now.
Yeah, he's in.
He's doing everything for Israel, and that's the way to go. Right. So. That's what
like
he's
I
doing.
Told, like I told you earlier, is like I actually want Bernie to win. Let's just get this party started
true
and see what's going to happen. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Get it on. Yep. And I think, believe it or not, Bernie, even though he's Jewish, wouldn't throw full support to Israel like Trump does. Probably even more. End of the day, they all do. But.
Yeah.
fun to see.
Shout out to Shekelman Nilsberg as well for handing out some of those subscriptions. Appreciate that. Very
that
kind of
name.
You, sir. All right, should we dive into the FBI's, the sad story of Faye, how do you pronounce her last name? Faye Swetlik. Maybe
Swetlik.
Czech, maybe Polish,
some Eastern European. Probably, it's very sad. South Carolina, our old stomping ground. Beautiful state, actually. People don't think of, they think South Carolina, oh, a bunch of rednecks. No, there's actually some beautiful old southern homes and estates there and beaches. And it's a wonderful state, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this young girl was missing, 6-year-old blonde, blue-eyed girl. And unfortunately, they found her, was it earlier today or yesterday, they found her dead alongside another guy who turns out was the killer. And he really, if you see a picture of him, which we have, he really does look like a creep.
Here
so not
is, right?
Not sure what happened yet, but he was found dead.
I think
her.
The first thing I said to you when I saw him was like, that's a face of someone who's been molested too.
Definitely.
Right? I mean, it's...
Yeah. He has that look. That's, yeah, I was touched as a little boy look, and now I'm touching little kids look.
Yeah, it might be more than that, like a diddle kid's face. You know?
Yeah.
But Cody Taylor left has been named as the man whose body was found close to... So we don't... He might have... done something and then kill themselves or something. I mean, these things happen in terms of, again...
Missing kids? It doesn't... Very high in America.
Very high. I mean, it doesn't, of course, exonerate him for anything, but the sad reality of this pedophile pandemic that's raging, I mean, what, worldwide almost, I would say? Those kids who are molested, they get sexually... molested, abused, and stuff like that, the majority of them, it basically just end up passing it on and doing it to others, right? It's a way to processing. They don't, you know, I don't know what goes on with all the psychological...
They don't break the cycle.
It's just kind of the way it is. So again, it doesn't mean, I mean, they should stop it. They should seek help. They should do things, obviously. But it could be one of those scenarios where he did something and then he felt bad, so he killed himself or something like right after.
Well, that's awful. You know? Just imagine if it was your daughter. God, that'd just be the most horrific thing ever. And then just thinking of how she might have died and what might have happened there. I just,
horrible.
Oh my God.
Horrible. Yeah. So we
nightmare.
Tweeted out the missing images was a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Reddish blonde hair, blue eyes, little cute girl.
Sad thing is, there's a lot of these stories
you don't hear about it in this country. Yep, that is
Virginia specifically has a very high rate of missing kids. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's just proximity to DC and whatnot.
Yep.
You know.
You know that Pizzagate, all of that was
just nonsense. There's no truth
there's
to
no,
it.
No. There's nothing with that whatsoever. All right, so the update here on the SAS, they just call it controversial instead of like, actually, no, it's like a hate-filled campaign run by someone claimed that one of the head guys from the company, which is At Co, or And Co, the company behind it, said that the guy there was not Danish, but he was Amish. I don't know.
Amish.
Someone said, and I asked someone else, did you confirm that? I didn't. There was a lot of names on the list or whatever, but regardless, I mean, the company made a huge mistake. SAS, by approving it, the AtCo, the company that behind it, the marketing company who put it all together.
But didn't they try and say they wanted the controversy? No, because they're deleting all these videos, trying to get all these videos deleted everywhere that are talking about it.
Exactly.
So clearly,
they
don't want the controversy.
Yeah, we'll get to that too. Yeah. But yeah, so there was a bomb alert in Copenhagen over the controversial SAS ad campaign. A popular street in the center of Copenhagen was shut down for several hours by police over a bomb threat targeting an advertisement company that authored a controversial campaign for SAS Aktiebolag AB. The police were... Listen to this. This is the thing that, like, okay, they're obviously, like, doing this to themselves or something. Like, the police were alerted by And Co, the company behind the airline's ad, which, according to Danish media reports, had received the threat via email. Like, oh, okay. Police searched a few buildings, but no explosives were found, according to Danish broadcaster TV2. So obviously, sent an email, it was just,
the fact that
they take this seriously.
One of their little coworkers or assistants went down to an email cafe and sent it. You know,
put on the VPN
right away. I just thought
this is
a new level of marketing, faking bomb threats for controversy, and I would not put it past these people to do something like that because they did something bad. They got caught, and now they want the sympathy. Oh, poor us, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. A couple of diamonds in a row here from Mr. Wright. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Always
a big
supporter as well.
How come it didn't come up on the screen?
Which screen? No, it did. It just they go by.
They go, it's go so by fast.
Pretty fast. That's it. I got to keep an eye on it. Thank you so much, Mr. Wright. Big supporter as well as many other good people in here. Last PaleoCon, another diamond says Cody was a young Joe Biden. Jeez. Yep. It doesn't look look very good for him, by the way. We'll get to that later. Mr. Wright sends a Ninja Genie as well. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. No message. All right. So, yeah. Anyway, the ad was total flop, as I said. Major backlash. Now they're refusing to take responsibility and they're trying to play victim. And one of those ways is to say these crazy neo-Nazi right-wingers out there are coming after us, right? They're sending us bomb threats. They're doing all these crazy things. So we'll see how this turns out. But this has been sickening to watch, actually. And as you said there, too, let me pull this in here real quick. YouTube has sided with SAS, obviously, and started pulling videos that show a little bit from the ad. They're critical from the ad.
Even a few seconds, a fair use of something that's already all on YouTube anyway.
Yeah. Right? So SAS has used gay ops to take down my video, where the world says. I have planned for this. New version on the way. Boycott SAS. So, yeah, we have had... when I did the Greta Thunberg video exposing her, the 10 things, you know, about her, the proof she is a fraud, I had 5 seconds of a Turner, I think it was Turner, what is it called again, the CNN, it was a CNN documentary, yeah. But it was like owned by Turner or whatever that's
called.
Just
a few seconds of it.
A few seconds. It was blocked, I think, on 3 different times. I edited out the piece, uploaded again, and it was blocked worldwide and marked another piece. And then it was like, okay, take that out, redo, upload again. Get it blocked again. It says, oh, now you're using 2 seconds here. So totally, I used maybe 8 or 10 seconds. Ooh. 3 seconds here, 3 there, 2 there, something like that. But there was no way for me to publish that. In other cases, if we have pedophile communists who are attacking us, talking shit about us, they side with them. We
using
cannot
the
issue
whole
say,
video yeah, of something that video. Is only available yeah. in our members section right. now, right?
So YouTube sides with them.
Yep,
and
denied.
No, that's fair use. He can criticize you. Although he's playing the entire video.
Yeah.
I can't play 5 seconds where I'm using it in context of like something that was topical to the video. That was
not
about,
over.
Right?
Nope. I have copyright numbers and filings, and we'll use an attorney to go after those videos now on YouTube since YouTube decided to not.
We're just trying to be consistent. Like if our content can't be on YouTube, none of the content should be on YouTube. That's how basic
exactly.
it is.
Yeah,
right?
Because they're pulling down stuff that people that like us put up and republish. They're even giving those people strikes. Getting Alex Jones yep. treatment.
It has to be, exactly. It has to be. It has to be. If you're demonizing somebody,
then it's
okay, right? Okay, let me catch up here, guys. On the
yeah, here we go. Southern Dingo donated a Ninjagini. Thank you. Actually, there was a couple of them. New dad here. Any advice on how to calm a baby who hates diaper changes? No rash, just hates them. Lol. Yeah, most babies do. You have to kind of distract them or just let them cry and be quick and get it
toys.
Over with.
Yeah, toys usually work or something.
Toys,
depends
yes.
on what age they are, I guess.
Sometimes it's a two-man job. You know, you need one just to like boogie, yeah, boogie, 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 and then like change the diaper really
are
quick.
You doing a racist gesture over there now? Anyway, before that, before we missed that one, Kraut sends a diamond again. It says, plot twist, Scandinavians didn't invent bomb threats.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kraut. Six Rectum Jammer, 666, sends another diamond. I like to say that whole name, you know? Sends a diamond, no message. Thank you. Crowd again, sends another diamond. Bombing, crossed out, diverse engineering, check, right? Or no, bombing, no, diverse engineering, check. That's right. Got to get those doctors and engineers in, you know? All right, just while we're on Sweden too, I wanted to just quickly cover this. Hijab is, quote, look of the year in Sweden on January 20th.
Says who? A Muslim? 2 Muslims?
Yeah, well...
No, yeah. It's not.
Two? There's hundreds of thousands
yeah,
of them
now. Yeah, exactly. And they all say...
Yeah. Now she goes through here, or Tyler, I guess. But he goes through how this woman, Iran, Olympic medalist, blah, 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 but begins down... Let me see here. Where did it start? Yeah, in January... Here it is, the vital point.
Face.
In January, readers of the Swedish edition of Elle magazine picked Iman Azri, a hijab-wearing social media influencer with 150 Instagram followers... as winner of its Look of the Year competition.
Would they do this with Amish people? If a bunch of Amish people were in Sweden, like truly Amish people here, and they had their hair up in a bun or whatever, they're in a horse and buggy, and there's a girl there, and they're like, hey, this is the Look of the Year in Sweden, you know, all these Amish people, time to represent. No,
yeah, like
because it's Christian, right?
Yeah, like let's say there's some Christian subset, like Pingstvänner or something. You know, there are these little subset things, or even Livets Ord is another kind of weird little wacky church type thing.
With the long skirts.
Would they single those out and do something with that?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like the Mormons, you know, the more old school Mormons, for instance. Like,
it's just that it's contrived.
Yeah.
Right? It's just that it's like, okay, you're just doing this because it's like you're antagonizing and you need to, like, you know, signal. Anyway, so this is the look of the year right there.
No, it's not. You know, no matter how hard they try, it's never going to beat out, you know, Sweden's gorgeous, tall, blonde, blue-eyed, and all the other beautiful looks they have in the Nordic countries.
Well, no. I mean, this is...
not to mention the cool Viking style. Like, everyone loves that style.
Right, right. Yeah, they could make a lot of tourist money on that stuff, and they just shit on their own people instead. It's hilarious.
No, this boring cloth wrapped around her head. Like, we've never seen that before, ever. Like, women have had scarves, you know.
But now it's not oppressive. It's not religious conservatism or anything like that.
Now
it's fine, right? All right. Black Philip sent another diamond. It says, Alfred Nobel didn't invent dynamite. Thank Muhammad. Yeah, exactly. We didn't do anything. Didn't do nothing up there.
Speaking of Muhammad, though.
Yes, the second most popular name for newborn babies in Gothenburg, which is the biggest city close to me where I grew up. We've seen this in England. We've seen this in other parts of Europe, of course. But now it's dawned in Sweden, too. The name Muhammad is now the second most popular name for newborn boys of the Swedish city of Gothenburg and the third most popular in multicultural Malmö, which is... That's a nice way of saying that, like a destroyed destroyed city that's like enemy territory.
And it's not even multicultural. It's just one other culture, and that's Muslims.
Yeah, essentially. Thank you, Shekelman Osberg, for some subs there as well. Throwing out those. Thank you so much. New figures from Statistics Sweden revealed that the most popular name for newborn boys in 2011 was Elias. Interesting. Elias, really? With Muhammad... including all the variation. Yeah, there's Mahmoud and Mahamud and Ahmed.
Boring!
I mean, it's...
I personally like Gotrek.
Regimented. Being the second most popular, despite not appearing in the top 10 nationwide, Göteborgs Posten wrote. So, a consequence, you could put, you know, one and one together, right? And again, just bear with me, because next week, next Wednesday, I have a lot of material prepared that I'm going to dive into this issue with the no-go zones and what's happening to Swedish children, teenagers, specifically boys, young teenage boys, young men and stuff like that, that's being targeted by these immigrant gangs and criminals and the
true hate groups,
the humiliation crimes that are happening. And Swedish police have started to talk about it. But anyway, following through on this, this has happened. This demographic change is happening. All these wonderful multicultural things are being brought to Sweden. What happens? Well, there's so many cases of shootings now and like just shooting up restaurants, bombs going off, all these kinds of things. Sweden, again, Gothenburg area region, that region, all the hospitals, they're sending now doctors to South Africa train.
Are they admitting they have a violence problem in South Africa? I thought there was no violence. It's a rainbow nation. It's just all peace and love.
It's funny how they...
Yeah, ask the white people down there.
Yeah, Sweden and South Africa has come together on this one issue here now. Who's the shooting victims, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who's getting shot more?
I mean, I know there's a lot of kind of internal...
Yeah, they shoot their own, too.
Yeah, there's essentially...
They love shooting white people.
This has been happening since the 90s. There were Eastern kind of mob groups first. There was... you know, but the Balkan area, Bosnian, Gothenburg was plagued by this in the 90s. Now after 2000s, it's Muslim gangs and stuff like that, right? And it's out of control. Sure, they're shooting each other. There's a little, you know, gang warfare essentially that goes on. But it's like a criminal subset of society where Sweden, the Swedish cops now for years have been trying like, literally like cinnamon buns and lemonade. Like they go out on campaigns to these, to the no-go zones, to these exposed,
will
vulnerable
you be my
areas.
Friend? Here's a canoe bulla. Have that with me and some kaffa, you know, and we'll make up.
Just be
good, please.
They think they're going to reach these people by discussing with them. And cinnamon, but kaffa, saft och bulla. And even, what do you call them, air castles? Jumpy
castles.
Oh,
are you serious? Yeah. The jumpy castles?
Yeah,
like
what are
for,
they calling
for kids?
In
yeah, jumpy castle.
Yeah.
Bouncy palace.
Yeah, to go out to some of these areas and let's just be friends, all of us. Can we be friends?
I can't believe it.
And then
like children.
And then they're like gunned down.
Yeah, like they're in kindergarten talking to toddlers or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right, so speaking of that thing with about replacement theory is, of course, just a far-right conspiracy theory. Here's The Economist reporting a tweet back from 2015, reporting on that Britain in this case, but again, this is happening in Germany, it's happening in Sweden, it's happening in France, happening in the UK, England, Ireland. Britain will look very different in 2031. Will more diversity bring more tolerance too? It's like,
I think
we've seen how that played out.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the
is it making it a better place there now?
Let me see here.
It's outrageous. It looks very different 2031, but you white people are just being paranoid. When you see someone's trying to no one's trying to replace you.
London isn't white anymore. Can I see that in full screen? Let me see if I can. Yeah, here we go. This is a Britain's changing face, 2011 versus 2031, right? Here's the blue, the dark blue, that's white British. The little lighter blue is white Irish, kind of in the middle. The lightest blue is white other. I guess it would be like, I guess, Polish and like maybe other European that would count in there. And then the other groups are non-European groups. And so the difference is what you're looking at now is 2011, and what you're looking at now is the projected for 2031. So that's going from this over to that is just a conspiracy theory. How about that?
It's outrageous.
Yep.
It is outrageous. You know.
You know, it's you're crazy if we're talking about this stuff, right? All right. Anyway, tell us
things
about
this
one.
Things are going to change. Yep. Well, a couple of days ago, there was a group of seven Russian Antifa anarchists, and they were sentenced to jail terms ranging from 6 to 18 years. They were sent to penal colonies. I didn't know they still had these, like, work prison
what,
camps.
What, penis colonies?
Yeah. They're accused of having set up a terrorist cell called the Network Set and planned to commit terrorist acts to disrupt the World Cup and then the presidential elections in 2018. Well, lefties were outraged because they had these long sentences and say this is a non-existent threat. You know, anytime Antifa's charged, they have to defend them. The group claims they were set up with weapons and literature that was planted because I guess they were raided and had a bunch of communist Marxist literature. Right. Anatoly Karlin at UNS, he wrote a good piece mentioning the lead guy who really fits the Antifa stereotype, checks all the boxes. You know what those are, soy and whatnot, you know. And it turns out he had a third stage HIV and purposefully spread HIV to women in the movement, including a 14-year-old girl, by the way. And none of the lefty media is talking about this. Real piece of work, that guy. And this guy, he was only one of the anarchists in the group not to dispute the weapons charge, and so he ended up getting the lightest sentence of 6 years, even though he knowingly spread AIDS and all that. So, no mention of this guy was at Simon Mole in the Western media, you know. But of course, you know, we have to point out before we look at a little clip I can show you in the tweet of when these guys was announced that they were going to be sentenced to work prison camps. Lefty media, you know, they're outraged by this, but they don't say anything. The fact that Russia actually has also been jailing Russian nationalists, right, on hate speech offenses under his Article 282 in Russia.
They don't want any fringes. They're trying to be like moderate, middle of the road kind of stuff. They just take out the
Yeah, so even Russian nationalism as a white person is considered, you know, hate speech offense.
I've heard Putin many times he's proud of their multiculturalism and their federation and all the, we're multi, you know, have all these different.
Yeah,
and that's what's so weird then, because you hear in the Western press, it's like, you know, practically like a white supremacist country or something. You know what I mean? It's like this weird shit they're reporting.
Check out the tweet of the guys. Let's see, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys. And it'll show you, you know, how long their sentences were. They're 18 years, 14 years, 13 years. I mean, it's pretty hardcore.
Oh, the next
but
one.
But I was looking at these guys, and I was like, they look like clean cut. A couple of them were good looking, you know, Russian guys. Like, what is going on here? If you go down, scroll down
it's
even
feds.
Further, you can
it's
see
Russian
them
feds,
in
right?
the glass box during the, I mean, they looked pretty clean cut. They didn't look like your typical kind of communist, but I don't know. Maybe they do have those communist, I know there's a lot of annoying communists in Russia, but it's going to be a little different in
Russia, I would assume.
Of course, it's going to get an American, dingy kind of. No, but there are Antifas. They didn't. Only the lead guy kind of fit the American Antifa kind of look and checked all the boxes, but the other guys didn't. But you know, it is kind of silly though when you think of the government's worried about what it was 7-8 guys that they think was going to overthrow the government.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, if you think about it, that's like the base in America and stuff, right? There's the same.
Well, that was a Fed operation.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's like, maybe this is just, it could be an inside job just to take out some, you know, it's to stigmatize the fringes. So you have, you're legitimizing that you can start cutting, censoring, blocking, banning, putting people away and stuff like that, right? Scaring people away from political fringes.
I mean, look, I don't like Marxists either, but the fact is we don't know what the hell's going on here. It's like you can't trust what's going on when you get the story from American media and who these so-called fringe groups are and stuff.
Right, no, of course.
But here those young boys are in the glass there, so they're going to be in work camps for almost 20 years now.
So the gulags are alive and well, people.
Yeah, I hear. Have you ever seen any footage of their Russian prisons? They're really hardcore. Like, you don't want to go to a Russian prison.
It was running for a little bit there. I think it was very popular in the States, too.
Yeah.
A Russian prison.
Pretty rough, you know.
You want to take a risk? You go to prison. All right.
And also in Russia, what is it? You know, it's an Orthodox country, so of course this makes sense. Putin said Russia would not legalize gay marriage as long as he was in the Kremlin. As far as, he's saying, parent number one and parent number two goes,
held out.
I've already spoken publicly about this, and I'll repeat it again. As long as I'm president, this will not happen. There will be dad and mom, not parent one and parent two, which is code for, you know, all the other combos except for mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the majority they want. It's an Orthodox nation. Why do you need the government to marry you anyway? Why is marriage so important? But I'm sure that, you know, as this is coming out, the UN is itching to drop bombs on Russia to bring in their liberal values.
Yeah, you know? No, exactly. I mean, what they've done is very just kind of scale back and mellow, frankly. It was the same thing as this weird thing about
hardcore.
The anti-gay law that they try to push before the Olympics, latest Olympics that Russia held in Sochi. Was it the summer or was it the Winter Olympics? I forget.
Winter Olympics in Sochi.
Okay, anyway, which was basically just like to prevent like propaganda aimed at kids.
Yeah,
it's essentially like, you know, all the drag queen story hour shit that goes on in the West. It was like, no, we're not going to have any of that here. The Western press just freaked out, right? New York Times was the biggest liar distributor of false information regarding that. Mm. They're banning, you know, gays and stuff. But as you said, it's like, wait a minute. What, I mean, and I'm sure, like, the state is one thing, but you also have this element where, like, they have to get into, like, a church to marry.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, what do you need? Like,
why is that so important?
It's considered sodomy, according to the books. Like, it's
literally
immoral.
They don't accept you according to their religious text. So
just
respect that and do it some other way if it's so important to you.
Yep. So anyway,
anyway, but it's not like they're hunting down gays and putting them in work camps and stuff like, you know, like the media will try and tell you.
They will continue to push that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so while we're in Russia, I actually saw this was pretty interesting. If you guys might not have tuned in from the start, but I was talking about my recent going on a binge watching some Neolithic documentaries and, you know, Ice Age, early European history and. Different groups, different tribes, and all that kind of stuff. I found this one was mentioned in one of them, the Shigiri Idol. It's the world's oldest found wooden statue. It's
so
essentially
a totem.
It's a totem pole, right? So we hear this thing about, like, you know, whites.
Only Native Americans had
their
it.
What's the word I'm looking for? Culturally appropriating. Right? If we have, I've even heard the thing with canoes. Do you remember the thing in Canada?
Yeah.
Like, just you saying and using a canoe as a white person is offensive. And then
Let's be honest, who are the seafaring people on the planet?
Right.
Who's traveled across the globe on boats?
And that goes back to my point that I mentioned earlier about these red ochre kind of people, these cultural elements that were found both in North America and then later, you know, again, then the whole red skins thing that they were, you know, they literally painted themselves with red ochre. It's considered a kind of a holy color. Red has a very deep association to early European history and even later too, but especially, like, you know, that era, that epoch. But So this is a pretty cool statue, totem pole that was found. Let's check very this cool. little short video out here.
I wouldn't mind some, that in our yard.
There's some, it's very, I mean, there's some beautiful wood carving work and all that kind of stuff.
Right? Also, the Slavs have a lot of the pagan, the pre-Christian, they still have those totems around different areas in Russia too. There's a
yeah, exactly. And some of them actually are attacked and cut down too. I saw, remember someone, I retweeted a photo the other day. Hey, before we play that, let me just go over these real quick. Kenny Wickman, one, sent a diamond. Actually, a little bit of a gold, so if not catching that right away. He says, Sie müssen zergruchen.
I wasn't even going to touch that one. Your German's better.
Sie müssen, that I understand. But what does the last word mean? I got to translate that.
So what does the first part mean?
Zergruchen. Zeruk, isn't that like later or tomorrow or something like that? Answer me, Lana. My computer's super slow here today.
How do I say I don't speak German again?
Let me just see here.
Deutsch?
Oh, it doesn't Deutsch. Find that. Hang on. I'm going to find this out. Retour. It says retour. You must retour. You must do over, I guess he's saying, or something.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Kenny. That was fun, doing a little bit of a decoding here. Shekel Man Nosberg hands out some subscriptions. Thank you for that. Carbon One sends a diamond, no message. Mr. White Tuber sends a... Actually, I missed one. Verbo Tempestas. Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey.
He sends a diamond, says, hi, fam. Hope you're doing well. I tune in to one of the... I think you guys were talking about the Valentine's stuff as well on the latest stream, I think it was. That's or maybe right. You've done one after that. I kind of enjoy that, too. They were, I think, of the same philosophy.
Yeah.
I kind of like... It's just a big commercial thing and you just...
You yeah, know,
it's just, being crowded in restaurants point? And all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm talking to his wife next week, though, so that's
good. Oh, okay, great. Yeah, perfect.
I did a Valentine's stream last year, remember? Talking
yes,
about
you did.
Love and dating and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
it was
right.
Fun.
Anyway, thank you, Verbo. I appreciate that. And Mr. White Tuber said send a diamond, no message. Roy Danton sends a diamond. It means they have to go back. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know why I translated it as a retour, but okay, I get gotcha. Thank you, man.
You were way off, man.
Well, no, they have to do
restart?
It over again.
Yeah, restart.
Yeah, they have to do
restart.
It again. Like, yeah
that, okay, that makes
it's
sense.
It's kind of similar, but yeah, okay. thank you, Roy, for that. Kraut sends another... Okay, yeah, thank you. They both sent... I get it wrong. Kraut says they need to go home. Sends a diamond. Thank you, Kenny Wickman. Actually, that means they must go back. This is all right.
Point taken.
All right, guys, let's watch this little piece here. I'm not going to get involved for the podcast audience about the text here because it's
it'll ruin the vibe.
Such beautiful music. So I'm just going to let it play. It's about this 11,500-year-old, you know, essentially veneration to higher forces within the our European family. Early worshipping stuff.
Thank you.
I there like it.
Pretty pretty moody, huh? Pretty cool stuff.
It's interesting how they think it was carved with the jaw of a beaver.
Yeah, the beaver jaw with the teeth and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting stuff, huh?
You get an interesting vibe from it, though, don't you? Something really ancient. I don't know. There's something special around it, for sure. I love seeing that kind of stuff.
Something really, I don't know how to explain it, but there's something eerie and spooky in a way with like a...
Anything really old,
yeah, if you go way back into the record. These people were... I mean, they're beyond tough as nails, these people. They
total
were
total different human versus were, today, you know?
You know, like they took shit from nobody, these people. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like you
survivors.
Can push these people around. And again, this is, you know, you have a hunter-gatherer first, of course, in Europe. The ice sheet starts retreating. This is Russia, but it's, you know, they spread over into Europe. You have a, later on an Aryan invasion, or more politically correct, they say Indo-European invasion. A lot of cultures begin in a very similar pattern. There's a lot of similarities, and then slowly through time, essentially, and the separation that they have, they get unique qualities. But there's a unifying root culture here, which ties all of us Europeans together. I read some mainstream reports, and it was like, oh, they wrote that it was 8 demon faces in the headlines, and, you know, they kind of sensationalize it a little bit like that and stuff like that. But we know that the early man... saw that the natural forces were spirits, and you got to be on good terms with them because they had respect for them, right?
They turned those forces into deities,
right? Yeah.
To better understand them, it's basically like early forms of science too.
Yeah. So this is old stuff. I mean, then you have like the other carvings. You have the Lascaux caves. You have Turkey, Göbekli Tepe Valley. The same, similar, I think, age. The Lion of Lübeck, where was that? The carved lion from Germany. Nebra Sky Disc, Germany.
There's
a lot
that's
of
right.
cool, like really
yeah,
weird, cool stuff like that. That's ancient European.
Now we don't have a culture. Our people just came from another planet and just invaded, you know? We're not native anywhere.
I definitely
want us to have some really cool Slavic in Nordic totems on our property. There's some people who make those, by the way.
Yeah, there's some Russian.
The neighbors would love that.
Check this one out. Speaking Russian, but I'm not going to translate. I think there's subtitles in it. Come on, Ruptly. Get some action in. Too long. I think that's some press conference. Let me reload that. You see how slow it is?
Yeah, I know.
Painful.
I don't like that either.
All right, guys, whatever. Screw it. It's like, look at this.
I get that way too. Insane. If it takes too long to load, I'm like, I'm out.
All right. Anyway, it was not. They're just talking a little bit more about like the significance of this. They're doing a press conference here. Yada yada. Blah blah blah. All right. Anyway, let's move on. Completely different topic.
Completely different.
Completely different. Have you given a palate cleanser first? Or
the girl on the far right? Well, it's,
actually, we do this.
This show is awful. The Bachelor.
BG White
says, sorry.
Ausländer raus.
Yeah.
Is us.
Raus.
Raus.
Raus. Yeah, I like
anyway,
that.
Go ahead. That was the palate cleanser right there.
Anyway, this is just horrible American TV shows, but I think it kind of came from the UK, though. There's this dumb show, Bachelor, and then they have the Bachelorette and stuff, too. All these bimbos go on there trying to get discovered and all this. Well, it turns out the girl in the far right there, Cosmopolitan magazine, they pulled a cover that featured her after discovering she previously modeled clothing, get this, adorned with the slogan "White Lives Matter."
Uh-oh.
And by the way, if you play the clip, you'll show her face kind of towards the end, and there's some pictures.
This top clip here?
Yeah, she's actually a bit mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're like, oh my God, she modeled for White Lives Matter, right? But turns out she was actually modeling for Marlin Lives Matter, an organization
like, as in white fish.
Focused on preventing white and blue marlin from being overfished. Okay, they used White Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter messaging on its promotional shirts and hats and everything. And people were like, "Oh my God, it's a nod to white supremacy and then the whole cop movement and all this stuff." So it was about white marlin fish. She wasn't even modeling anything that had remotely to do with White Lives Matter. And honestly, this girl probably didn't even know anything about it. It's still not acceptable.
Was it her right there?
And she's not even fully white. She's some kind of mix.
White Lives Matter campaign You're out.
Basically. It's racist, problematic either way, even if we're talking about the white lives fish, of marlin fish.
White fish, yeah.
But the fact is that you can't say white lives matter, right? Not even in reference to fish. It tells you how seriously hateful and in vogue, really, anti-white hatred has become. Remember, even saying all lives matter, somehow that's an attack on all non-white races and white supremacy. Even just saying no white guilt, somehow that's an attack on all races and white supremacy. Yeah, so there she is, removed from the Cosmo magazine. I mean, that's how crazy. This is how far gone it is.
Reported that she was modeling was actually for Marlin Lives Matter.
Yeah, and there's even a tweet there that shows that. It was about a freaking fish. And they just took that. So then
but
people
it doesn't
were like,
it's enough infected already.
So people were then suspicious of this conservation group. Oh my God, are they really like, is this code for white supremacy and stuff, though they're saving lives of fish and talking about overfishing and stuff? I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Wow. Hey, thank you, Verbo, for handing out some subscriptions as well. Appreciate that. They're very, very nice of you. It was, I think, three he handed out. Yeah, to BG White, to The Real Mother Hen, and to ASA1G, I guess, as well. Thank you for that. Before that, RoboThink sends a diamond and says, ever use a bacon press? That shit is life-changing.
A bacon press?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I googled it and I get cast iron bacon press
with wood handle. Is that what you're talking about? Cast iron grill press? You can put in a stamp in the bacon? Is that what's interesting, huh?
We'll look into it because we definitely eat a lot of bacon in our house.
Yeah, let me see if I can find a... Is this what you're bacon press? Look at this. This is funny.
Is that what comes up?
Yeah.
Just like... Bam!
Bacon press.
Stamp it.
Yeah, get my mark on the bacon. Nice. All right. Interesting. I had no
that's different.
The things that exist,
huh? Especially in America, you know, it's funny.
Nice. I like the boar on it though.
Yeah, that's
the
cool.
Hog. Thank you. Yeah, we'll definitely check out the bacon press then. If it's life changing, I mean.
So this next story is completely ludicrous too. Speaking of just hysteria, so it turns out there's white liberal women. We're paying a lot of money to have dinners with these anti-white women, like those two pictured there, who hate them, but they'll sit there and be told how racist and privileged they are for being white, okay? Mm-hmm. But, as this comes out here, it's still not good enough for anti-whites, the fact that they have $2,500 to shell out for this dinner to sit there and, like, basically be crapped on by these non-whites. It's still privilege, right? So a white woman volunteers to host a dinner in her home for seven other white women. Strangers, perhaps acquaintances. Each dinner is $2,500. A discussion is led by Regina Jackson, this black lady, totally anti-white, and Sarah Rao. Remember, she's that viciously anti-white Indian woman in America. She lives in a wealthy, white, gated community and has these tweets you think are parody. They started Race to Dinner to challenge liberal white women to accept their racism, however subconscious. Mm-hmm. If you did this in a conference room, they'd leave, Rao says. But wealthy white women have been taught never to leave the dinner table. So now we're going to just sit here and crap all over them.
Reading the white fragility book. We've talked about Robin DiAngelo many times.
She's awful. This cat lady.
Crappy book.
Now pull up the website here, racetodinner.com.
I just wanted to see. So look at the little... look at those white men on that horse right there.
And by
Isn't
the way,
it horrible? Yes, it truly.
By the way, these two non-white here women who are going to sit here and lecture these white women.
Is this Sarah? Tell them what crap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
They're
also, sorry, I didn't catch.
They're also rich and live in gated communities and hang out with white people, but they're going to sit here. Hold up, girl. You're racist and you don't even know it. Let me tell you how and why. I'm going to school you, right?
All right. Here's the website, Race to Dinner.
White women, let's talk about racism and your complicity. Our mission is simple. Reveal the naked truth about racism. Unleash your power as white women to dismantle it, right? Don't have any kids. Don't have sex with white men, right? This isn't the stuff of Trump, the KKK, and Nazis. It's easy. It's obvious. Denouncing it requires almost nothing of white folks, right? And basically going on and on about how women are the key to white supremacy, and we uphold it, and we have to do our part to dismantle
and end
it. You've
got
to
get those white women not to have white kids. I mean, we've...
That's ultimately what this is about.
Right. Yeah.
And it just goes on and on. And then scroll down. white women, stop centering everything on you and your feelings. So when a white woman fights back and is like, actually, you're wrong and you're being anti-white and you're being hateful. Oh, it's not all about you and your feelings. And let me tell you about your privilege and how you're unconsciously, let me do these back handsprings to try and justify how really you're the hater and the problem in the world, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Dinners are all at once uncomfortable, intriguing, raw, personal, and hopefully refreshing. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. These women, they pay money to sit there and have these people hate on them for the entire time. It's like this brainwashing thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as it turns out, the few women who have been invited to this thing, mm-hmm. it's been backfiring because they attended and the couple women wanted to be anonymous. They didn't want to say who they were. Turns out they said they were confronted with hostility and meanness and racism, and then refusing these non-white women, they're refusing to look at their own racism and privilege.
Jeez.
You know, it's just a cluster, man. So
yeah.
At the end of the day, though, you have to stop caring because it's not good enough.
Oh, man. No,
it's
never good
enough. They just want to manipulate and use you and then throw you to the wolves after they've got what they got from you.
Look at the button here, though. Interested in hosting a dinner?
Broken plate.
Click here to smash your white fragility. Oh, that's right. But it's, as you said, it's not good enough because those white women doing this and groveling and begging and crawling onto their knees, not only that they have money, but it's they think that they're going to get away without being punished. You see, it's
exactly.
Everything that's happening now is punishment. It's retribution. It's our time to suppress you. Again, it's not that what happened, and I'm not saying even that it's real, but let's just take their official narrative, which is whites are bad, we enslaved everybody, we took everything from everybody, and we're just horrible people. And we're bad. White man bad. White woman bad. But it was not that action was wrong. There was the wrong people doing it.
Exactly.
That's what
so
it's
now,
about, right?
So now it's
you're
their
not gonna
turn
get away.
To do it to us, right?
Yeah.
Or of all the things they think that happened. Yeah, it's so terrible. We're so terrible. These women are like, these non-white women are loaded living in these white gated communities. They've become millionaires and they can just sit there and crap on white people because such a white supremacist system.
These people have way too much money and time on their hands to worry about this kind of nonsense and garbage.
Yeah. But the fact that this even happens in these white liberal, I was hoping that maybe
to go and be lectured.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll sit there and just they'll grovel, and nothing will ever be good enough. So just you've nothing to apologize for. You did nothing wrong. They hate white people, and if they're so miserable, they can move. There's the whole world. Most of the world is not white countries.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You're so unhappy. Why do you live in a gated white community, Sarah Rao? Man, she is a piece of work if you've ever seen her Twitter.
I mean,
I thought it was a joke.
She's basically a troll. I mean, that's what she does right too. I think she's there to pull people out of the woodwork to like, they create lists on everybody that says something against her, essentially. That's what I think
her
job is.
Well, have you seen how hateful her stuff is?
I mean, of course. No, that's what I'm saying.
She basically is like, kill all white people.
Of course, but that's what I'm saying. It's like anyone who dares to speak up against this, let's put them on a list, right? And so it's Twitter activism. Anyway, Frank Pliskin sent a diamond and says, did you hear 100 Handers lost Twitter account?
Oh, they did.
I did not. I knew of them. I actually thought about getting on one of them. I know they're kind of decentralized or whatever.
I know Laura Towler's dating.
Might have to reach out to one of them, actually.
Yeah, and all that they do is like put up stickers.
Right. Well, you know, we can't have that.
Reject
can't have
white
activism.
Guilt.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, thank you for that reminder, Frank. I'll definitely reach out to and see if there's anyone from their little group or whatever you want to call it that would be interesting coming on, because that's important. Yeah, I'm not surprised this is going to continue. You've not seen anything yet when it comes to censorship. Sunshine Sucks sends a diamond, no message. Mr. Wright sends a ninja guinea. Well, thank you, sir. He says, it's so the bacon won't cut curl in the skillet. Ah, okay, yeah, it fries evenly. Okay, so it's just, right, it's a weight.
It doesn't curl.
I thought it was something with like, they take the opportunity, I guess, to get a pattern burned or etched into the bacon, whatever the term would be for. Oh, okay, interesting take. I'll definitely have to look into that. It's not too bad with the curling. Depends on how you cook it a little bit.
Yeah, but, it's not so bad.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't mind.
Anyway, thank you, Mr. Wright. Kraut sends a diamond and says, gas the bikes, race cars now. CRL or GRL says,
he says, Henrik, what's your favorite sports car? You don't have one.
Maybe I've always liked the old like Bond, you like a Bond movie or something, mm-hmm. like a Jaguar, like 1960
Before Ford
E-Type or something like that.
Well,
Ford
I guess Ford is now making Jag.
Okay. Yeah. Like an old Jaguar. I do something like that. New ones.
I like Audis.
Maseratis,
I personally definitely like
nice.
Audis.
You know, yeah,
Maserati's nice. It's nice. Understated, drives well. It's not too. I don't like cars that are too flashy. Or
one of those Tesla Cyberwave. what would they call it?
No, Tesla's
the
nice.
Cyberpunk was it?
Yeah.
I'm joking a little bit. You know, the latest weird car that
yeah.
they did.
Oh yeah, yeah. The armored one
looked like a
SUV one.
Like
or something. That was ugly.
80s. I don't know. It was just like a diagram that you draw or something. Anyway, thank you, CRL. Mr. Wright sends another diamond. Says at dinner, just agree we can't mix. Throw them out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, at what point?
Kick them out of your house. Like you're sitting here. Trashing me in my own house
shit.
While I'm feeding you.
Racist, hateful garbage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're right, Ms. Wright. Thank you. The Real Mother Hen sends a diamond and says 2020 Tupperware parties equals race awareness dinners.
Yeah, exactly. It's outrageous, isn't it?
Oh, you never get away.
I could have some real fun Tupperware parties, actually, with all my girlfriends I know.
But yeah, I mean, Is it only plasticware? Is that
well? You can have all kinds of them now.
Because I would protest against that.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
I'm just joking. Zircon T sends a diamond, no message. John H, a diamond, no message. Thank you to both of you. Verbo sends another diamond. It says, "How much will you guys pay for a pro white dinner?"
Exactly. I was thinking about that.
Exactly. Should set up a website. Race to dinner.
Women. Let's talk about your racism and complicity.
Talk to dinner or something. You can do that. Yeah, thank you, Verbo. Appreciate that. Okay, let's see what else we had here, huh?
Sargon, right?
Oh, yeah, Sargon. That's right. I didn't see this yet. Preface
gang rape survivor, and she's basically saying what we all know, that they were only targeting white girls. Has nothing to do with our culture and our lifestyle. They hate us because we're white girls.
Mm-hmm. Let's play it.
Okay, and what was the general I suppose the gangs themselves, in fact, we should probably speak about the composition of these gangs. How would you describe them in your own words?
They were all Pakistani. They were one family, and they did not like white girls, especially the younger ones.
Yep.
That we know.
Yep. Is there more? Did it freeze up? No, that's it.
That's
okay.
It. I wonder what he said to that. Isn't it about our culture or because we're Christian?
Hi, folks.
Yeah, it's because we're interviewing.
So it's I know. Don't get me wrong. I can barely stand Sargon. But yeah, occasionally he does some good things. It's important. Obviously, it's great. He got an interview with one of them. Now, there's people in Sweden that did this too. Actually, a guy that passed away now. He was actually a Syrian immigrant. He was a very good guy.
Fishy death, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was probably some... Well, I shan't go into that, but a lot of people were conspiracy thinking, and it was like, oh my God, so he was killed, essentially, because he started doing a lot of good things. He started a YouTube channel, I think it was something with Megaphone, I think it was, or something similar. As I said, a Syrian guy, very nice. I met him. He was very, very supportive of Swedish nationalists. He was all in, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He had done interviews with girls and stuff like that, and it was. I hope they're still on YouTube. I'm not sure, but it was. So I should actually play some of that for the No Go Zone episode I do next, because that's part of this thing too. These Arabs, Muslims, that were raping white girls, and they were telling them while they were raping them that they did it because they had blue eyes, and the hatred, the despise, the racism, the just absolute
seething,
just like base level hatred for someone who's different. You won't you won't get it. You haven't seen anything else.
There's
like
racism
that.
On the planet. And it's not coming from white people.
And it was very hard looking at that, and as she was explaining. So again,
I haven't watched
this whole thing yet, but I'll see and see if there's something.
And
similar
then all these globalists and these Me Tooers, they just deny it and turn a blind eye when
it's racism talking about these girls.
Yeah, it's like a girl who literally has been gang raped and passed around and
she's
drugged.
White,
you know,
as a symbol of conquest.
They'll tell her, "You racist, you shut up," and then just totally disregard the fact that she had been gang raped and passed around and drugged and treated like crap.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right. Anyway, check it out if you want to see it. It's on Akkad Daily, interview with a grooming gang survivor. I haven't seen it yet. I'll have to take a look at it later. Kraut sends a diamond, says, daughter of Albion on Red Ice TV would be nice. Yeah, I saw one of her recent videos on Replacism. It was very good. I'd love to have her on.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe you can talk to her, Lana. Thank you for the tip, Crowd, too. Oh, look at that. Is it banned? What happened? What was this?
Remember, we have to have the video of it.
Okay, this is actually, that's right. I did save it down. Of course it was taken off, right?
Now, what is her name? Mba Unga Unga? Salum Unga Unga Unga? Does that sound Irish? Totally sounds Irish, right?
Prefacing a little bit. She reminds me a little bit of the Portuguese leftist party African woman who said that there is no such thing as white people and Europe is not a white continent.
No, and that Europe's only going to be great when there's more people that look like her that are in it, and she's African.
So, predictably,
commission member at the in Ireland, right? The unbelievable hatred. She was saying that diversity is at the core of what it means to be Irish.
Salome Mbugunga, right? And so I saved it down because I that's what I'm doing now. Like, if you see something good on Twitter,
it gets taken down.
Save it. Like,
because and of course, as I said, is diversity at the core of being African or Jewish or Asian or Arab or any other people? No. I mean, it's just Ireland, what's happening. I'm going to speak to a couple people in Ireland next week. It's outrageous. It just breaks my heart seeing what's happening in Ireland right now.
Here's a clip.
Makes me livid.
Ireland has always been a diverse society, linguistically, ethnically, and religiously. We
Celtic.
Still continue to be so. Diversity is at the core of what it means to be Irish.
That's right.
We hope that this hearing will assist us, the state and civil society, to see a path forward to addressing the challenge we face in combating racism and discrimination.
That's right.
The outrageous hatred sitting there. I just see racism and discrimination.
Can we use the words racism in some way to get them to give up and to leave their
Celtic nation
behind?
You are not Irish. None of these mythologies are yours. You didn't build any of this. It has not always been diverse. It has been Irish people. The outrageous hatred.
I'm very thankful for this, though.
Well, yeah, she wakes up a lot of people.
I
get pissed, but then I'm like, okay, I should do this a lot of favors.
Of course, you get angry, but at the same, okay, there's more than just as we've talked about already here. There's other things that are happening. Like, we're losing territory, we're losing, ultimately resources because we're ending up paying for a lot of the welfare dependent migrants and stuff like that. The price we pay is gang rapes of our young girls, of women, assault, abuse, maybe even murder of young men and things like this. There's a high price to pay. So I'm not saying that this is just words. But when it comes to someone like her, no one is getting hurt. That's my point. Not with her specific comments, right? It's like, but it benefits us because it's like, you would never see... Imagine South Africa, anywhere, any white person coming down to an African country talking like this, right?
Yep.
You would just never see that, right?
Yep.
So this is the motor that we can use to propel our ideas forward. That is like, hey, this is what they want to do. And again, multiculturalism just simply means no white people, and we'll see that in a little bit here.
Go to Africa and tell them, diversity is at the core of being African. So we need pictures of blonde and blue eyed people all over your country to represent being African, because that is at the core of being African, is being diverse.
Yeah.
What do they do when they call it? It's funny. It's globalism come in, but then when white people go to Africa, you evil colonialists. What about globalism and diversity now?
Let's listen to it again here.
Ireland has always been a diverse society, linguistically, ethnically, and religiously. We still continue to be so. Diversity is at the core of what it means to be Irish. We hope that this hearing will assist us, the state and civil society, to see a path forward to addressing the challenge we face in combating racism and discrimination.
How do people not just holler out of there? And how are they just sitting there calm and just cool? And like, you don't know anything about being Irish Irish culture or language.
This is a little bit of the, because it's not just that she's sitting here and saying this. You have
white people.
Money. Massive organizations, from of course Irish ones to even Zionist ones and stuff like that, right? Bono, U2, all the money behind like the One campaign and stuff like that. I'm looking for that interlude here now that I did a while ago. They're talking about the relationship between Europe. But where the hell is it? Europe and Africa. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Lena? We played it a couple of times. I'm looking for it right here now in the archive here. It's really good. It's also one of those like wake-up call ones, you know, because they show... Let me get back out
here. I was reading some comments and people are like, oh, the only thing that should be black in Ireland is the Guinness.
Ah, geez, I can't find it. Where is it?
I think she's taking the black Irish a little too literally here.
It's funny, huh?
Oh, but didn't we have something about this come out not too long ago where there were some blacks that were saying that they were really the leprechauns and that was really their mythology and stuff like that? I remember
you get like,
last St. Patrick's Day, they were trying to claim that that was actually African. It's like, right. No, it's so ridiculous.
Let me just see if there's, did I put it here? Yeah, stupid nat. This is the one, I think, stupid nationalist. It's, who's here? This has got to be the one. Yeah, here we go. Exported. Okay, here it is. Yeah, that's right. It's the EU chief talking about this first, right? But then I think it's at the end. Yeah. This is the one. Check this out. The last guy in this little clip here, he's the Irish guy. But you have Juncker first. What I'm saying is the EU project of like Ireland is trying to be like, you know, they're just changing the demographically and stuff like that. Now, there's a lot of big finance, big power behind this. It's just not like her sitting here saying this. Like, someone has let her in, they're coaching her,
the idea,
her, they're, you know, all this kind of stuff. Check out this.
They can't think of this on their own.
No, check out this clip here, guys.
The Eurosceptical right-wing forces seem to be very strong in many countries. How much does that concern you, and why do you think that is? What's wrong with the EU? What's wrong with Europe?
What is wrong with them? That would be the other way of putting the same question. What is wrong with those who are openly fighting against the European Union? These populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country. And they don't
like that's a bad thing.
In some countries of the European Union, don't like those coming from far away. I do like those from far away. And in fact,
you prefer them, in fact.
Yeah, set.
As Africa's population doubles, a lot of them, whatever the circumstances, will be coming to Europe as economic migrants or as refugees. They will be coming, and that is a good thing because we will be senile, we'll be senescent demographically. We'll
you
need
too.
Their youthful energy.
Bonus, bonus spokesperson right here.
Yeah. What's up? Money, money, money.
That's
this is
right.
What the economic statistics tell you, and the demographic data demands. You know, demography's destiny. Europe and Africa are going to have a very close 21st century. The question is, what kind of closeness will it be? And these kinds of investments through the aid program, but also into people's minds and ideas about, you know, who we are, gives less succor to the xenophobes and the populists who will otherwise do very well in the political climate over the next couple of decades if we don't get this right. And I think we should all be quite worried, frankly, if we don't make these investments. But to get people to think about the other.
Replace them now.
We'll die without Africa.
Fuck white man. Fuck white man.
There you go.
Yeah, we got a lot more where that came from.
Yep,
yeah, just
guys.
A.
I have always been a diverse society.
Oh, shoot. No, I don't want you to play again. Shut up.
There we Europeans will die. We'll become crippled and senile and lose our minds if
this
we do
is,
not let in a billion
it.
Africans.
This is what they
okay?
This is what. And it's not that it's correct. It's that they're trying to manifest this. This guy is sitting from the One campaign, which is Bono. It's U2 money, Bono money. All those
asshole.
People, all these white people that attended those concerts over the years, and they're so great, and oh my God, Bloody Sunday, and all this shit.
Africa needs us.
Paid for this.
We don't need Africa.
This, right.
That's how this works here.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be migrating to
traitors.
Our countries.
Yes.
It would be the reverse. That's
exactly.
Just
and
right.
The few people that of ours that did migrate there, they actually managed to build something up. And now look at how that's turning out.
All right. So, Ducky.
Ethnically and religiously.
Jesus Christ. Sorry. I got the wrong angle. I didn't want to hear again. There we go. Okay. Ducky, Ducky. Dog sends a diamond. No message. Kraut sends another diamond. The Irish Rose of Ebola. RoboThink sends changed to D-Razor. No more Global Homo Gillette. D-E-Razor, I guess. Yeah, there's some other good... There's like you can
other
get the old
there.
School kind of razors and stuff. Like, you know, Gillette.
Yeah, steel.
We left behind many years
ago. No plastic.
Ago. Thank you, RoboThink. I appreciate that. A couple of subscriptions that was handed out here by Shekelman Nosberg. Thank you so much, man. And Mr.
Wright
gifted one as well. Kraut sends another diamond. It says, drunk... Junker.
That's right. Yeah. Isn't he gone now?
He's gone. Yeah, and the new one is no better.
He'll die of liver cancer or something.
Van der Leyen, she's like, she's basically Belgian, but she was grew up in Germany, and she's the Green New Deal maniac. A quarter of its budget's going to be spent on this garbage now, this trash.
Yeah, I remember the whole promo video. They just showed pictures of trees and told us how great it was, but didn't tell us jack about what it is and what their plan is.
No, it's just a quarter
just
of the EU's budget.
The trees.
Yeah, we'll take care of it. Der Cherusker sent a message on the over donor boxes. Is that SAS video speaking to a little bit earlier? Is a real attack on Scandinavians, among other things, because they are Nordic. A lot of sick things are happening in Sweden, and I hope they'll remember and unlock their genes and become like their ancestors, the Vikings were. Free, strong, and brave people who were not slaves to fear.
Yeah.
I think it's inevitable, Der Cherusker. I think it's going to be very painful, very painful. And it is very painful before that. But eventually...
If you're alive
when people have had enough... They've had enough. That's just what it is. And it's going to be a lot more pain.
And if people haven't, they're already dead inside.
Well, yeah. No, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, let's be honest.
The cleanse.
This is nature. It's nature that you're saying you've had it too comfortable for long. Here's pressure. And either you stand up to that and you make it, you persevere, or you'll go under. This is how raw and brutal nature is. Yeah. And it's at the end of the day, we should be thankful for this process because... We've gotten weak and complacent and dumb and naive and all
Sweden
these things.
Sweden was stuck in a rut. I mean, as far as their political
definitely.
System.
Definitely. I mean, again, it was like, socialism and it was great and took care of each other. It's like, but it's like, you know what? There's a flip side to that system that we had ever since the 60s and 70s. I like the idea that they were like, yeah, well, what is there to take care of their own people? And it's like, yeah, sure, great. But like, it was also a dead system.
They were so bored they started oppressing their own
socialists,
people.
Socialists, communists. It choked the life out of everything. Yeah. And eventually they're just like, all right, I think we got it. Let's just bring in the hordes now. We'll finish them off. That's what they think.
I remember the early days coming to Sweden. I felt so oppressive just looking at the government buildings. I remember I was just like,
the Millennium Program, all the shitty architecture, and
it's very depressing compared to the real Sweden.
Yeah, how it used to be and what it is, and
government is not real Sweden.
Farming communities, long houses, very communal, very nature oriented.
A lot of nature
and stuff. I mean, that's where it's at, right? And that's what we got to return to, and that is coming one day or another. It's just a matter of time. Thank you, Der Cherusker, for that message, by the way. Okay.
I had put a little link in there just for fun before that. You know, the new Europeans, you showed that little cover there. Mm-hmm. Someone made a little cover that said, meet the new Chinese, right? I had retweeted it earlier just because I thought it was so silly because you would actually never see this, right? Because it only works in one direction. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. The new Chinese, yeah.
That's racist because we all know it can only work in one way, right? Only non-Europeans can become the new Europeans. Everyone knows that. It can't work in any other direction. Now, it can't be Chinese or African.
It's kind of the same as the open borders for Israel project that was running. You saw some people that were just freaking out. They were just like, I will come and kill you. To the people that pushed this. Yeah. And it was essentially a troll. It was a big joke, right? But they got angry about this stuff. I approve of this kind of Photoshop work here. Do it. Just swing it right back at them. You know, get this stuff out there and show, because no one would accept this. Everyone would think it's horrible, blah, 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 right?
Yep. Just
it's only
to show
okay that it's against
the blatant
white people.
Hatred that's in your face. Only one people is replaceable, and we know who those people are.
Mm, and ironically, it's the people that are the least replaceable.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why without us, the whole world will suffer.
Environmental movement. There would be no animal welfare. Essentially, there would be there's so industry tech. I mean, it's just a fact. The majority of inventions and industrial revolution that comes at the hand of Europeans.
It's not going to be a kumbaya fest without white people.
All right, so let's take a look at this to nail down this point that it's like multiculturalism means no white people, right? That's the thing. But before we take a look at the video, though, I just want to reflect on this too. Thank you, Bill Hoover, for subscribing. I just want to reflect on this thing that YAF, which is Young Americans Foundation. I thought it was Young Africans. No.
can't keep up.
It's the Zio right. It's Ben Shapiro. It's the, you know, the Charlie Kirk type organization, right? It's essentially it. They say here in the video, leftists. avoiding the issue, right? Leftists at the University of Virginia are dictating who is and who isn't allowed in the multicultural student center.
Literally everyone seeing this video is like knows exactly who this is and why. And they're not saying leftists.
Frankly, there's just too many white people here. And they say this kind of racist intolerance is not multicultural. Actually it is. It's like, have you not figured that out? Like, you're too dumb
they
to understand
want
that
true
this.
Multiculturalism.
Anyway, I guess let's just look so people know what we're talking about here.
Which
if
is
they
impossible.
Haven't if they haven't seen it yet.
Public service announcement. Excuse me. If y'all didn't know, this is the MSC, and frankly, there's just too many white people in here, and this is a space for people of color. So just be really cognizant of the space that you're taking up, because
right.
it does make
what
some
about
of
the space you're behind taking
no,
up?
Listen up.
So just be really cognizant of the space that you're taking up, because it does make some of us POCs uncomfortable when we see too many white people in here. It's only been open for 4 days, and frankly, there's the whole university for a lot of y'all to be at, and there's very few spaces for us. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
All right.
Oh my god.
Awesome.
Gosh.
Now did you see that the hand clapping? See what color the hand was, sorry?
So keep that in mind. Thank you.
Was it white?
It was white.
Of course it was. Some white cat ladies in there, you know.
The space that you're taking up, white people. So you see it there quickly there.
You mean the white people that built everything? That built the furniture, that built the school, that came up with the electricity, even the ground you're walking on, the shoes you're wearing, the underwear you have on your large behind that takes up a lot of space?
Now, again, it's like this idea that they're obviously just kind of multiculturalism means no white people, right? And
yes,
that's why white people would not be welcomed in a multicultural space. They are, you know, ironically, and again, this is how weak YAF is, right? What was it I said about this? I said these people are they would also tell you that white identity is evil, you know, this conservative group that tweets this out, right? In other words, they can identify the problem, but if you would say
a solution.
Well, a solution then is obviously like having different
racism.
Ethnic states or making sure that we and I mean, on one end, I understand her. She says it makes us uncomfortable when it's too many white people. Well, that goes both ways then.
Yeah.
There's some people that are just like, and some they love multiculturalism and it's the best thing ever.
There's
and
one
that's
all
fine.
In their face,
and,
you know.
And there are some of those spaces or whatever, but this idea is that every country, every space, every neighborhood, every city, everything needs to be multicultural. There's nothing that can be ethnically homogenous anywhere anymore if it's white, right?
Every white country has to be multicultural. That is how this is working.
So
here.
There's like, well, what about the Swedish kids that grow up and are being beaten by immigrant gangs? Do you think they feel uncomfortable when they don't see their own ethnic group anymore and they're a minority?
You think they want space?
Does that apply? I know it's America and it's Sweden, but the point remains the same.
Yeah, exactly. YAF is just... They're just so naive. They think that, oh, we can have this multiracial, multicultural society and it's going to be great. Can we have it? Please, please, please.
Yeah.
Like they're the last to know that it's not working out.
And they say this kind of racist intolerance is not multicultural.
It is.
No, it is.
That's what happens in multicultural societies.
The point of it, you dumbasses. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't work.
Creates
racism.
Their message is white identity is evil. Anything that could solve this issue they would go on and say is evil. I mean, I can guarantee you 100% they would. I'm not out of bounds here by projecting this upon the YAF, right? So they can accurately identify it, but will never give you a solution to it. They think multiculturalism is actually really cool and really great, just as long as these leftists would stop talking about
certain aspects
of it. Yeah, that stupid identity politics, right? And then, of course, demographic replacement is not a problem as long as the replacers are conservatives, right? That's their position.
Which
we
never
don't care
happens.
About race.
And by the way, Israel ethno-nationalism is totally cool.
Absolutely. No,
that.
Of course. This is Ben Shapiro, Zio right. They would just be ethno...
That's why I always laugh when people are like, but those Zionists want what you want. I'm like, no, those Zionists call me a Nazi and white supremacist and everything for wanting for Europe what Israel has, except Europe wasn't put on stolen land that belongs
right.
to other
people. Then they also get called Nazis and white supremacists by like mainstream media, and they say, well, that's a lie. But then they go on and fling that shit in the same direction, right? Right after, literally the second after. This is, by the way, listen, while we're on that here, let me play this. This just happened in their favorite country here. And you won't get massive media coverage on this. Look at this here. Look at this. This happened earlier today here. In their favorite country, in the country that truly matters for them, it's for the YAF Zio right. Here we go. Oh, let me turn that up a little bit. This is what happened here today.
Yep.
This is fine. It's pushing out a different ethnic group from a certain area. No, not a problem. This is not, you wouldn't see YAF saying, regarding this, they wouldn't see, oh my God, this racism won't stand. You wouldn't see YAF saying, this is not what multiculturalism is. This is so uncool.
This is Israel's land, and
right.
These people are flinging
right.
these bottle
it's,
rockets
it's
trying
the
to protect
Jewish
their land.
It's state, and it's only for them.
Yeah.
This is not a problem. This is great. But for white people, oh my God, no. Mm-hmm. Never. Let me play the rest of this here. For those of you who did, this is kind of breaking stuff here, but this happened just earlier today. Israeli soldiers, literally just for, we don't even know for what reason yet, they're just pushing out Palestinians and Arabs out of the, around the Al-Aqsa, Al-Aqwa, as Trump said, Al-Aqwa Mosque, Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Diversity is your strength.
Yeah, that's right.
Israel sure doesn't say that. Israel doesn't say we want to be multicultural.
You'll see
diverse.
This covered on Fox and CNN later today. You know what I mean? Get out.
Yeah, it's always something about a bottle rocket. Meanwhile, Israel has all the latest weaponry and like white phosphorus.
Anyway, you get the idea, guys.
Yeah.
Just want to put it in perspective. Mr. Wright sent a Ninjagini. Thank you, man. Big supporter here today. Sends so much
Jarl
stuff,
too.
Mr. Wright.
Jarl is sending a lot, too.
Well, Jarl is the subscription tag that they get.
Oh, it is? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jarl is the...
there you go, guys.
It's the... It means earl. It's a, you know, like an earl, like an early form of an Anglo-Saxon, like a member of the aristocratic, royal, the nobility, essentially, right? So everyone who subscribes, they get the Jarl tag.
Like a Jarlsberg cheese.
Jarlsberg means it means King's Mountain
there
essentially, or yeah. Anyway, Mr. Wright says that SAS commercial shows us clearly how massive the silence opposition really is. That's yeah, great. I mean, it took about a day, for us to just turn around the to fling shit in their direction, and eventually we forced them to delete their stuff. There's a fly in here again. What is happening?
Every time. I just act like it's not there. But
I see it here, and it irritates me.
It'll
like
land
it's
right
on
your microphone.
Sitting on my audio card right now.
It's
anyway.
Like it's February. What the hell?
Okay. anyway, yeah, no, I mean, and that's what I said in my video. I said, good job, guys. Good job for...
hammering them.
For hammering that and just coming together. And again, it was that's why they had to spin it and say this was a massive conspiracy. It was Russia and right-wing troll accounts and stuff. It's like, no, it was just that people were sick and fed up with it and we won't take this garbage anymore. And again, do it because this costs them money. This is giving them... I know this like this. Well, they get publicity and that's what it's about and shit. And
they got
sure,
bad
that might
publicity,
be true.
Okay.
But they did get bad publicity. And I know there's a lot of people that are like, you know what, I'm not going to fly them anymore. And the point, just that the same as the left mobilizes an outrage culture and scream about stuff, do that the other way. Why not? You know what? If these woke companies are going to take a side,
no, we should just
sit
and be quiet and do
us.
Nothing and just take it.
Right. Yeah.
No, of course not.
Anyway, thank you, Ms. Wright.
Make them pay.
Okay. Carbon Wand sent a diamond. This is black privileged girl calling for segregation. LOL. Well, that's just it, right? I mean, it is self-segregation. It's just saying we need our own spaces now. And then you could, well, isn't that what
kind of like what they used to have?
What you guys had with, and that was what was bad. Yeah. In other words, again, whatever you do, you
can't
can
win.
Never win. It's never going to be good enough, right? That's the thing.
You have to give them their own spaces
and
serve
in.
Them
yeah.
and give them everything you have.
Yeah, be a slave, essentially, and whatever we need you to do at the time, whether that's go away, I don't want to see you, come here, serve me now, get in my face, go
Pretty
away,
much.
You know, whatever it is. Just you don't know, sit down, shut up, we'll tell you what to do. That's right. Literally, let you.
I couldn't even see it.
Jeez. Goddamn fly.
Watch your mouth now.
Okay.
PG. Well, actually, I would say that this is not a PG show. But
Bill Hoover. Yeah, we try to keep it, you know, clean, but sometimes it's fun to go over the top.
Sometimes you just get angry.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Let me move on here. Bill Hoover sent the Ninja Genie. Thank you so much, Bill. It's kind of the same. I read, Bill, if you're tuning in late, I actually read your donor box thing. Is that you're the same Bill, right? Bill? Yeah, you're the same Bill. I read it earlier and I said sorry for missing that completely last week. Anyway, he repeats the point that I read earlier then about your super chat on donor box last week. He said, did you know how Bram Stoker's Dracula was depicted of the JQ? It's interesting if you think about it. Yeah, I read the rest of that too. It's something, yeah, there's something to it. It's interesting, Bill. Thank you for that, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support as well. Okay. Where are we? Oh, this one we got
to
play. The Irish.
Oh, back to Ireland.
The Irish, yeah, back to Ireland. The Irish Asian community regarding the corona. I guess this is a little coronavirus update here. If this damn thing could load. Check this out.
A large part of our business is to supply to Asian restaurants and takeaways nationwide. And we've been talking to some business owners who have reflected back to us to say that they have seen a huge decline in business, like especially during the Chinese New Year period. I'm talking about, you know, they've seen like 50% to 60% less business and customers coming through the door. And I think it's just because people are literally associating the virus with all things Asian and Chinese. It's not just related to Asians. I think non-Asians and anybody traveling in and out of China can actually have an effect on it, you know. So I think the connection with the virus and China is unfair.
That's right. It's unfair. The connection with China, where literally the epicenter of this thing is, and we're like...
People can't be cautious now.
Let's do a little update here while we're at it. 67,000. There was a massive spike over from, where's that, 12th of February over to 13th. Now, they said things, well, there was an adjustment. I don't know if you guys can see that. I'm going to have full screen. Down in the bottom right there, you can see it was a massive spike. It was like, went up from 40,000 almost up over to almost over 60,000. 20,000 cases that dimped in overnight, essentially. Blop, blop, whoops. Well, we had a different kind of how we categorize things. This is just a massive cover-up, right? They're not reporting the real numbers. What we see coming out of China with the videos, all of that, it's just a tiny fraction of what actually is happening, right? So if you have 66,292 cases from mainland China, while, you know, it goes down from there with maximum of 218 for others, and the only reason it says others is because that's are from cruise ships that haven't even landed. They're not even docked in a country yet, right?
Oh, great. They're going to be spreading it.
I think Cambodia was going to take one of them, the big ones in. But anyway, next one is Singapore, which of course is kind of next door. Same thing with Hong Kong, right? Thailand, Japan. But then when you get to like, yeah, Germany has 16, Australia 15, US 15, France, blah, blah, blah. The point is, this is China's virus, right? Whether it was a bioweapon, a mistake, released or whatever, this is China's, right?
So people have every reason.
So there's an association with it.
People have every reason to be cautious.
They even renamed it. Now, because there was so much bad publicity around the coronavirus that they renamed it to COVID-19. It's officially not even called the coronavirus. Novel coronavirus -19 or 2019 is what the technical term used to be.
I thought it was WooFlu.
Now it's COVID-19, right? Let's see if we can remarket this some way. And again, World Health Organization have praised China. They've kept the borders open. They have kept businesses, trade coming. This virus can survive on dead surfaces for up to 28 days. People are not even sick, can infect others with it.
They have reasons, there's reasons to be concerned.
It's not, yeah. And again, I heard it was a press conference.
Very selfish. Well, my business is suffering. She's saying our businesses are suffering.
They need to come in here and buy from us now. This is racism. You know what? Part of it is like, you know what? There's one simple solution to this. Start supporting your own.
Yeah.
Right?
Sell to your own people.
Have more beautiful young white babies and start supporting your own people. That's all we have to do.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do collectively. Major difference in terms of what would happen.
Yeah.
This added, you have to come to my Chinese restaurant because racism. Like, you have a disease right now and it's killing, literally killing people. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, it's like, sure, I know the flu has like killed a lot more, but the fact that they're quarantining like cities with like millions of people and stuff. I think I had another clip. Look at what they're Did I have that? Oh, this one. Check this one out. This is one of the things. I think it's on government position or something, what they're going through. Check this out. Come on, Twitter. I've had shitty connection today. Jesus. Clear. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Now I was curious.
Just test them right there, you know.
Who's
dipstick?
Who's filming, and why are they allowed to film? I mean, it's not that something bad is going on, really, but it's like this. It's obviously some government position where he's coming out from a building or going.
You can tell by
the
way he's walking and stuff.
Yeah, like he's like, you know, here, you know, change your mask or breathe. They're taking his temperature first, and then he has to change out his mask. Look at that, the way he puts it into the bin here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like.
Don't miss. Okay,
don't
miss.
Yeah, don't want to get too close there. Don't touch everything. Don't let me touch that bag. Oh, jeez, I touched it. Okay. All right. Anyway, you get the idea. But so this is just an illusion. You need to go to the Chinese restaurant more, guy.
Sour pork, okay?
That's right. Bring in those Lucky Charm cookie. What are they called again?
Fortune cookies.
Just
full of corn syrup.
Bring them in.
High fructose
and
corn
just,
syrup.
You know, just touch them real good and then just touch your face a lot, you know? they'll do it. They'll show them you're not a racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, this thing is going to continue to rise. This thing is going to explode. It's going to go... I mean, we did kind of talk, mid-February, which we're at now, today. But I think 67,000 cases is lowballing it. I think some people speculate, even in China, I was watching box mining videos. Pretty good guy. He's out of Hong Kong. He's into crypto and stuff like that. I mean, he's recognized. He's talked about cases where he knows them personally. And he's just like... They are not reporting this as a death, right? That they didn't have time to they don't have testing kits, so they send people home. They die of ammonia, which is part of the coronavirus. And they say, oh, the death certificate says they died of lung complications. It's nothing, you know. They don't track those. They don't nail those down as part of the death cycle, right? So, or the death statistics, I guess.
It's dirty. All right, plain dirty.
Anyway, so watch. I haven't kept up with too much else what's going on. But again, there's new cases popping up. Of course, Europe is continuing. America, there's new cases. This thing is continuing to spread. If you feel like you need to prepare, do those things now. Because if this thing takes off in another week or two and a lot more people are getting it and stuff like that. Because again, the incubation time is so like up to 2 weeks. Do it now because
speaking of this, grandma, he gave a Ninjagini and he said, I heard rumors Corona Chan only hangs with Asians. Is that true or just internet stuffs? There was one white woman, or was she mixed, who actually got the virus? Because people speculated,
sure.
Is it just affecting Asians, right?
Yeah, right. And it was something with the genes,
something in
genetics
in their lungs
too, that was
too.
More prone, maybe among Asians. I mean, again, that would suggest it's a bioweapon. And China wanted to call the herd and said, whoops, it got out. You know, we don't know, right?
But they have a huge population, so really, even if it was 100,000, it doesn't make much of a dent when you have like 1.5 billion people or something.
Yeah. No, again, I mean, and that's why the guy from the World Health Organization, he's in like the Congo right now, the Democratic Republic of Congo, talking about like Ebola and stuff. I saw a press conference earlier today with him. And one of the major things that they're talking about is stigmatization. How do we ease the stigmatization?
Oh,
this is not like, what are you talking like? Just
that's
focus
their biggest
on
concern?
Containing this thing and stop it from spreading. And their biggest thing is, no, we can't close borders because that's racist, right? Anyway, moving on from that, I guess. But Verbo Tempesta sends another diamond. It says, make lots of white babies. That's right.
I think you have, right?
We're kind of.
I think you guys have like five or six. So
yeah. Real Madrid donors right after a diamond as well. It says support those who support our folk. Yeah, it's really, really is that simple. I agree. Thank you, guys. Definitely check out their channel, Verbo Tempestas, here on DLive, and also the Real Mother Hen. They do good streams over here too. Make sure you check those out. Black Phillip sent a diamond and says, in World War Z, only Israel was saved from the virus.
It?
Was it now?
I'll have to check that
I always
out.
Thought World War Zionism or Zion. That's what I thought when I. There was some other Z movie or something.
Well,
and it was like, this is
safe.
Clearly like an analogy for like Zion or something, you know? Maybe it was. I have to look into that. I actually didn't see the movie. Anyway, thank you. All right, we have a couple of more things we're going to show, and then we're going to wrap up here just shortly. Check. So we've kind of jumped in and out, I guess, of Ireland. I guess we should have congealed all that into one thing. But speaking of the Asian woman in Ireland and stuff like that, this is now what they do with the sports ball, right?
It's because they really want to flip this demographic to be pro their own replacement so badly. You see it in American football, too, like the introduction of trans and Black Lives Matter and all this SJW stuff, right? Because generally the sports crowd isn't super left, right? And I think you have that also in Ireland and Europe and whatnot. But they're working hard on that demographic.
Usually they're not political, like, at all. Yeah. They don't like it. They're not interested in it.
They're trying to get them to be leftists, though.
Which could be good, again, because it might be like, you know.
Might make them aware. Might make them
get out of my fucking face. And, like, you know, they get angry about it. Yeah, I don't know. We've seen this in Germany. Now it's in Ireland. Say the refugees welcome slogan has traveled the world. And now it's on a football jersey in Ireland. Fantastic. After BFC Dublin teamed up with Amnesty Ireland. Let's check it out.
And really, it's just a few elites pushing this. It's not like everyone wanting this slogan now.
This is wonderful news, guys. Is that... they have like corporate music too. That's hilarious. Listen to that music. That's essentially, like, if you go to side, corporate template music, please. And then, like, this comes up.
But football is universal. You know, people might speak English, but they speak football is a term. And I suppose by doing this... What we're doing is showing solidarity with a group of people. We've had players who've been in direct provision before. You know, we've fans who come from all backgrounds, you know. And it's important to say too, Bohemians isn't... we're not political. It's an apolitical club with people from all backgrounds.
Now.
And we don't see this as a political issue. We see it as an issue.
It is.
It's a societal issue.
Of course
issue,
it is, you dingbat.
Dumbass.
Amnesty International is not a nationalist group. Oh, brother.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it
and
wonderful?
It's a really powerful way to welcome people. I mean, you know, for anybody living in a refugee country to see a football club like Bulls with refugees welcome on their away kit, that's a
big statement.
And
it's totally cool if
that's
they replace all the Irishmen on the
welcome,
team. That's all good, too.
That I think will mean a huge amount to those people.
Yeah,
God,
that's
these idiots! Mm-hmm. These naive fools!
Dublin has a long track record of social justice issues.
To have support from the locals, because it means at least somebody cares. It means somebody's behind us. And, you know, as they say, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Yeah, there's some rich people behind you.
People like that supporting us, the NGOs. It's all good.
Like, literally everyone in Africa is an asylum seeker. No.
Yeah,
you know, you don't even have to be running from war. We know this. You just have to be poor.
There's no zone. There's no safe zone. There's no games.
Yeah.
Football, sport. There's no fucking fly. There's no area where you will be left alone. They will seep into every point and try to convert you. I think they're stepping their boundary a little bit.
I hope it backfires.
I don't like this. But this is what it is now. This is sports now. We've seen this in football for years.
American
so I remember
it. Football. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. Can't stand it.
Now, I know we're not going to have time to play this. I wanted to play the Young Turks Iowa Meltdown. It's by Dame Pesos.
It always does
a good job.
Watched it yesterday.
Yeah. We played a few minutes. We're not going to have time now because we want to wrap up before the top of the hour here. Either we'll save it. We'll probably save it for Weekend Warrior and watch it then. But there was this issue with Joe Biden. I just want to tie it in, right? They're essentially, they're big Bernie people and they just, everything is a conspiracy against it. But they're just melting down over this issue that it was like Buttigieg won, and there is a lot of issues, don't get me wrong, with like Shadow Inc. and all that group, and the app failed, and it's like they're looking like morons essentially. But Pete Buttigieg came out number one, I think, and then Bernie number two. They have a kind of a meltdown. They're not too big fans of Joe Biden, But he has been doing really bad, right? He's ended up in fourth or even fifth place after Iowa, I think. I don't know how many like delegates he has, but he might literally be out. Now, his response to this after New Hampshire, which is, you know, of course, not Iowa, but they were up there at the same time doing all this stuff, is that he went to South Carolina. And I wanted to put this in context with another clip, and we'll play that afterwards and try to figure out why he is so vehemently anti-white, right? So he says here, when he went to South Carolina to start lobbying there or campaigning in South Carolina, that 99% of the blacks haven't voted yet, and that's why Joe Biden hasn't gotten any of the big delegate numbers. Listen to this here.
It is important that Iowa and Nevada have spoken, but look, we need to hear from Nevada and South Carolina and Super Tuesday states and beyond. And look, we're moving in an especially important phase because up till now, we haven't heard from the most committed constituents in the Democratic Party, the African-American community.
Yeah, and they're not going to vote for you, man.
And the fastest growing segment of society, the Latino community. I want you all to think of a number. 99.9%. That's the percentage of African American voters who have not yet had a chance to vote in America. One more number. 99.8. That's the percent of Latino voters who haven't had a chance to vote. So when you hear all these pundits and experts, cable TV talkers talk about the race, tell them, it ain't over, man. We're just getting started.
He's like,
you're out, man. Face it. You're an old white guy.
He's losing and he's just clinging everything on like the minority vote, right? Yeah. And now maybe pathetic. This clip, we've played it many times, but this clip, maybe this makes more sense. Why does he hate white people?
Turncoats, right? For votes.
Look at this. This is an older clip, but this is what he thinks about whites.
Not only our Muslim communities, but African communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities, and the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. So, so there's a second thing in that black box. An unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength. And so.
So there, do you understand now why he puts his faith in the non-white demographic? Because white people, they don't like, they won't vote for Biden. They don't care for him. He's like, let's replace them all because they're the guys who will vote for me. That's essentially where it's come down to. And again, you go back 10 years, he was like, yeah, let's build the border and we can't let in
against
all these illegal
immigration,
immigrations. Bernie was the same. Yeah. They're all the same. They're all
it's
these turncoat politicians.
It's that simple,
right?
Yeah.
But maybe it makes a little bit more sense now. So he's not gonna do it, but he went to South Carolina and he was like, let's start petitioning for the blacks to vote for me because that will do it. The Latinos, that's what it matters.
It turns out butt plug, you know, he doesn't get any of the POC votes either.
Apparently like he doesn't.
He gets none. Apparently,
is that because he's a homo? Or
probably. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just don't like him.
Yeah,
they don't. He's not very masculine. Maybe that's one.
I don't know. It's interesting though, huh?
So basically, Trump's going to get in again.
Yeah, unfortunately, in a way, right? Because it's like sure, there's like, I don't know, but he's just done so many horrible things. To be honest, at this point. Turned his back.
And then the left just goes crazy. Then he's they're going to go even more crazy because he'll be in another four
I don't know.
Years.
It's just obviously this.
In terms of
Trump wasn't it, obviously, right? He didn't do it. He didn't do what he promised to do.
Come on.
Look out
African
for the silent majority. He didn't do that.
The African-American unemployment rate, though. I mean,
it's
an all-time low.
All right. I think that's it, guys, in terms of topics here. Let's just wrap up with a couple of the last Super Chats that came in. I want to make sure.
We'll get into the Minoan stuff and Weekend Warrior too. How the Minoans are Northern
Europeans. We're not going to do that now. Yeah. Exactly. A couple of ones came in here on Donut Box, guys. Let me take those. Brad Gremba says $50. Thank you, man, so much for all your support. Every show you're sending so much money. Thank you because it does help. It does help tremendously. Everyone who's getting memberships, everyone who's donating. I just want to make sure that you guys know Thank you, because it allows us to continue. So thank you so much, Brad, and to everyone else out there as well. He says, Freedom Shekels, I had something super witty and relevant to say, but I got distracted and completely forgot what it was. So thanks for doing what you do. Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. Thank you for the comment. Thank you for the donation as well. Jacob H. says, can you make a boar shirt that says, I love bacon? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Do you like that?
I do love bacon.
You like that?
I do like
bacon. So you want to say, I love bacon?
Well...
Or you love bacon.
Certain groups don't.
I love bacon. We'll definitely consider it, Jacob. Thank you, man.
I love lots of bacon.
Definitely. Glenn sends $30 too. Glenn the Chinaman. Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. Very kind of you. He says, Freedom Shekels. So thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. People are enjoying our show too. So thank you for coming on and detailing some of that. And I do believe he sent an email. I didn't have time to check it yet.
Yeah, some
but he
more
had some
inside information.
Insight about, his mother. Maybe we should do an update here soon, too, Glenn. Yeah. So I'll reach back out here in a little bit. Michael G. says, hey, Henrik, hur är läget? Läget är mycket bra. Tack. Do you understand any of that?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Läget, yeah. That's right. Thank you, Mikael. Tack, Mikael. Appreciate that. All right, guys, a couple of... Okay, a couple of more here. Do you want to take those, Lana?
Sure, let's see. Shekelman Noseberg.
Blisknir.
One diamond. From that. Let's see.
Do you see that? Or do you want me to take that?
Let me go down. I'm going down. Going down.
I have to go up.
Going down. Oh, I have to go up now? Hey, Patrick Casey just followed. Hey, Patrick, how's it going? I just happened to see that one.
Oh, did he follow? Oh, nice.
Verbo okay. Tempestus, I have to get ready for my stream. Hail Red Ice.
Now, you're a little bit further down. Let me take those you missed here. Okay, Blisknir, I think it is, says... it sends a diamond and says, we will never stop. That's right. Got to win. That's it. Bill Hoover sends another Ninja Genie. Thank you, sir. It says, have you ever seen the documentary called The Revolutionary about Sidney Rittenberry?
No.
Rittenberry? Is that Rittenberry? I have not. I'll have to Google that. It obviously sounds interesting. I'm vaguely familiar with the name. We'll have to look into it. Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate that. Thank you, Ninja Genie. Blisknir again sends a diamond and says, we will never give up. That's right. And again, he says another diamond says, we will win. Well, there's no option.
And another one we will
win. There's no option. There's no option. That's it. Did you say the Verbo one there?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so check him out. He's starting up the stream here shortly. Verbo Tempestas here on DLive. Shekelman Noseberg sends a diamond. Check out this shit and says, let me just quickly pull that up. See if we have time here right at the end to show it. God, my computer is so slow. Why don't you check the other ones in the meantime? Bandit.
It's funny. It's so hard to read some of these. I'm like, what?
You see
Shekelman Noseberg. Bandits? No, I don't see
that. Okay, Bandits are one. No message, just a diamond. Jay Fox sends a diamond. No message. And that's it. We're caught up. Let me just make sure the website
is lemons.
Kosher to show here. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Thank you to everyone who sends lemons and stuff. Let me just see this one. He sent this. Give birth to your baby in USA for $4,000 only.
A
birth tourism thing?
A white baby? Wedding rings?
What the hell is
that? And then, a black couple would not have a white baby.
ASPOM, birth services.
Oh, it's just more birth tourism, right?
ASPOM, birth service. Work expectancy parents. What the hell is this?
This is Nigeria. This looks like head office in Nigeria. Interesting. Well, why would white people go to Nigeria for birth tourism? That doesn't make sense.
Well, they wouldn't, right?
It
says give birth to your baby in the USA, right? But very white feet there. That's interesting.
For only $4,000.
Yeah. You can come in.
That's still a lot of money, isn't it?
That's what they do.
God.
But, you know, things are not better in our countries. They come to our countries to be suppressed and oppressed by racists, right? That's why this is happening. All right, guys, we're going to wrap up right there. Thank you so much again for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Thank you to everyone joining us at redicemembers.com. Thank you to all our members. Thank you to everyone donating today. Really appreciate it. It's great having you guys with us. Right here at the end, ASA1G says, fight or die, he says. And that's kind of what it is about right now, isn't it? Definitely check out the memberships. We'll be back with Weekend Warrior on Sunday as usual. Thank you guys for joining us today. Any last words, Lana, before we wrap up?
Enjoy your Friday night. Your Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Oh, one more diamond came in here. Two more from Mr. Wright. Thank you guys so much for all the support. We'll see you guys later. Definitely. Take care. Stay brave. Keep fighting, and we will win. See you soon.
Bye.
Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist
almost forgot chest, of course, guys. Coming up.
Age.
Hang on.
Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the dissident right or the nationalist scene or the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com.
All right, here's the chest, guys. Thank you again for all your support. Here it comes.